confusion over Klekwan Inc. leadership continues, and the Skagway Assembly meets Friday to choose its next manager. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. There seems to be continued confusion over who is heading the local native corporation, Klekwan Inc., and the matter is scheduled to come before a Superior Court judge in Juneau on Friday. Some shareholders are recognizing Edward Hotch of Juneau as current president of the corporation. Other shareholders believe Rosemary Hotch of Anchorage is still president. There is also a disagreement among shareholders who is on the current board of directors. Rosemary Hotch stated in an email this week to KHNS that she and the directors of December 19, 2012 are still the controlling officers of Klekwan Inc. But on Thursday, Janice Hotch also emailed KHNS. She said she is a member of the duly elected board of directors of Klekwan Inc. and currently serves as corporate secretary. She said the members of the new board of directors are Brian Willard, Dwayne Wilson, Stan Hotch, Edward Hotch, Jack Strong, David Land, and Marilyn Wilson. She writes, this board removed Rosemary Hotch from her position as president and elected Edward Hotch as interim president. The matter being heard in court Friday is not directly related to the Chapter 11 bankruptcy of the corporation, but rather a case originating in 2010 over how the corporation's trusts were managed and the settlement in that case. 2 years ago, Rosemary Hotch filed suit against some of the corporation's directors, claiming they mismanaged or looted the trust accounts. A settlement was reached in that case last year when the directors named in the suit agreed to resign. Shareholders in support of that board tried re-electing the same members immediately after their resignation, but a judge later determined that move invalid. In mid-December, Petersburg Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens issued a decision that clarified there were only three valid directors on the Klekwan board: Rosemary Hotch, Danita Aguila, and Vincent Reinhardt. The day after the judge's order, the three directors appointed new board members, Irene Rowan and Stephanie Dush. Hotch was also appointed president of the corporation, and Aguila the chair of the board. However, Irene Rowan does not appear on the list of officials with the corporation filed with the Alaska State Department of Commerce and Division of Corporations in early January. In one of their first actions, the new board closed the Haines offices of the corporation, laid off staff, and transported shareholder records and corporate files to Anchorage, where Hotch lives. A few weeks later, the directors announced they had reached a settlement in the corporation's bankruptcy case, in which it owes nearly $8 million to Travelers Insurance Company. Through mediation, Travelers agreed on a $1 million settlement and payment plan over the next 5 years. The settlement still has to be accepted and finalized by the bankruptcy court. But the day before that mediation, a group of shareholders organized a special meeting in Haines for the purpose of electing a new 9-member board of directors. In a certified letter dated January 29th to Rosemary Hotch and the other 4 directors, Janice Hotch, calling herself acting secretary of the corporation, details the outcome of the special election held on January 26th. She writes that a quorum, represented by more than 50% plus 1 of all outstanding shares of the corporation, was present at the meeting, and that more than 51% of all outstanding shares voted to remove the 5-member board of directors. The letter also directs Rosemary Hotch to cease any communication or representation as the president of Klekwan Inc. after January 26th. The letter asks Hotch and other directors to, quote, please respect the shareholders' vote. The minutes for the special meeting detail the recall, nomination of new directors, and election process. The minutes also make mention of a disclosure by some of the former directors and of a motion from the floor to forgive some of the directors for the actions they disclosed, although those disclosures and actions are not further explained in the minutes. The minutes state that the certified public accounting firm of Richmond Accounting was present at the meeting and provided the election results. On March 4th, Edward Hotch sent a letter to 3 trustees of the corporation's trust accounts. The trustees were appointed by the 5-member board of directors late last year. Edward Hotch states in his letter to them that at a board of directors meeting March 1st, presumably the 9-member board voted in during the special meeting, new trustees were appointed. These letters are part of the public record in the lawsuit that's now been revitalized since leadership at the corporation continues to be disputed. The defendants in the case, those directors that agreed to resign in last year's court settlement, and Rosemary Hotch continue to file motions in court over settlement agreements and requests for clarification on the order. The defendants also argue that Hotch no longer has standing to enforce the ruling in the case, since she is no longer a trustee. Hotch, meanwhile, argues in motions that the recall election did not follow several of the procedures outlined in the corporation's bylaws, in state statutes, and in the judge's order in the case. It's unclear how the dispute over leadership could affect the ongoing bankruptcy case or the settlement agreement in the works. The court case was originally filed in Petersburg Superior Court, and Judge Trevor Stevens presides in the case, but oral arguments on Friday will take place in Juneau in front of Judge Stevens. Friday is a day of special meetings for both Haines and Skagway assemblies. The Skagway Assembly has called a special meeting for 4 p.m. Friday regarding the Manager Search Committee recommendation. George Edes was in Skagway this week for an in-person interview and a public meet-and-greet on Wednesday. He is the Search Committee's sole finalist for the Skagway Manager job. The meeting begins at 4 p.m. Friday in Skagway Assembly Chambers. And in Haines, there will be a special meeting at the request of three assembly members. The public notice states the meeting was called for the purpose of discussing the actions of Police Chief Gary Lowe during the March 5th Borough Assembly meeting. That's when the chief detailed a recent complaint against him from an employee and accused the Chilkat Valley News editor of personally threatening him. That meeting begins at 5:30 Friday in Haines Assembly Chambers. A bill rewarding sea otter hunters was praised and panned at its first hearing on Wednesday. The measure proposes paying $100 per otter. Only Alaska Natives can legally harvest the protected marine animals, and federal rules limit processing and sales. The sponsor is Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican whose district includes Southeast Outer Coast, including Haines. He wore an otter pelt on his shoulders as he came before the Senate Resources Committee, saying a bounty would slow rapid population growth. Craig Mayor Dennis Watson, a former commercial diver, says he's watched as otters moved in and his catch disappeared.
For 16 years, I stared into a viewer while my partner and myself drug an underwater camera around the bottom of the ocean surveying for sea cucumbers. Through that, I have witnessed firsthand the devastation these creatures caused as their numbers grew.
Scientists estimate the southeast otter population at around 21,000. Research shows 12% annual growth in the southern part of the region and 4% in the north. Joe Sebastian, a commercial fisherman from Kuprnoff near Petersburg, says overharvesting is likely the cause of shellfish declines. He says the bill wrongly blames otters.
I find it unprofessional, unscientific, racist, and culturally destructive. This particular bill, in its present form, is not the way to go and would start a new sea otter gold rush with little or no oversight or scientific direction.
Bill sponsor Stedman admits the measure conflicts with federal marine mammal protection rules. He says if a bounty isn't legal, the state could subsidize tanneries to help build the otter products industry. He stressed that the bill would not exterminate otters. He says about 850 were killed last year, and an increase to about 2,100 would not significantly damage the population. The committee delayed further testimony until Friday afternoon. And now here's Jeannie Kiriyama with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered.
There is a sense of community in Haines that goes beyond political and personal differences. The ironic and unfortunate part is that we experience the strong reality of this with the urgency of tragic events. That's when the people of Haines step up to show true compassion. When we had our car accident by Letnikoff Cove in the early 90s, we were overwhelmed with the love of Haines folks. I only remember flashes of faces through all the transports and medevacs. Richard lifting my feet on the first transport, Mary is my savior at the clinic to get my x-rays correct. Paul's face exhausted and asleep in the medevac jet. Then most surprising and comforting was when I opened my eyes in the Seattle emergency room and found myself looking up at Patty's 100-watt smile beaming down on me. She'd flown right down from Haines to catch up with us. We called her St. Patricia. Patty stayed with us for a couple of weeks. She even bought a dress for me to wear to Randy and Mira's wedding. It was big, so it would fit over my neck brace, and she tried it on me by laying it over me as I lay in the hospital bed. We didn't make it home in time for that wedding, but I kept the dress for the memory of that image. In the meantime, Kip was home scheming on a fundraiser for us. The mailman at the hospital came to our room because he said we were getting so much mail from Haines that he had to meet us. We saw him a lot and actually kept in touch with him after we left. from our closest friends who were in constant touch to those in our broader circle of acquaintances. Those cards, flowers, and thoughts from Haynes truly speeded my healing. We didn't feel alone. Venturing out from the hospital into the Seattle public, I felt like an alien with my neck brace and drain tubes. But in Haynes, where everyone knows about everyone, I didn't have to do any explaining, but just felt welcome. And after all that support, I came home feeling like I just loved everyone here. When I shared that feeling with a Haynes friend who had also had a car accident here, she replied, "Yes, I know what you mean, but it wears off." That made me so sad and disappointed, and all the more determined not to let that feeling go. I will forever feel indebted to this community for the gift of caring that they gave me. So when people are feeling fed up with everyone knowing everyone else's business here, I tell them, it's a comfort for me.
That was Jeannie Kitayama with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. If you live in Haynes, Clequan, or Skagway and would like to take part in this weekly feature, please contact us at news@khns.org. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.